brilliantly acrobatic save. Jack has caught it.
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes to DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he gets it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome
to an exciting, exciting installment of the V
A
R
show
with your host that does the most. He's not here to boast. The one, the only, the most electrifying of them all, DJ Stones.
And with him is the humble, straight to the point, DJ Sticks.
Do you have any points?
No.
Hit me with a point right now.
I don't have points because it's the World Cup.
You said you're going to go straight to the point.
I only have 1 point, and the point is this. We're about to have a fire show today.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a real good point. Before we go into, because I know we normally go straight into like a music thing, I actually want to ask you a question right now, right?
All
right. Sell one, bench one, start one. No biases in this, right? Haaland, Mbappe, Vinicius. I already know who you're selling. Because you're biased.
Selling Vinicius? Benching Mbappe. And I'm starting Haaland.
For me, right? I would sell Mbappe. Start Vinicius. Bench Haaland. Because Haaland, I can bring him and I know he's going to score two more goals.
Okay, makes sense.
And he's going to be fresh.
Makes sense. Mm. It's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Because that's what he did this past weekend. Came off the bench and decided to score. You know? But before we carry on in talking about anything else in football, let us go and enjoy these tunes.
The wonder you are.
We are back.
Yeah.
We are about to kick it.
You know.
And our quick section I want to do called a Twitter talk.
Twitter talk.
One of the biggest things in Twitter this past weekend was obviously something I think we probably spoke about last week. It was also big last week. And that was Unai Emery signing for
Aston Villa. Wow. Do you want to hear my thoughts?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, with that one, obviously it's a good signing, you know, especially for the Premier League. You know, we missed the good evenings.
Good evening.
I think we're all happy with that one. But I still feel that the sacking of Gerrard was a bit too soon.
Yeah.
Yes, they weren't performing. Yes, they weren't coming up with the results they wanted. But I still feel that he had something good going.
Yeah, like, I think this was going to be his first full season.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. And I don't know what they were expecting from him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they expected him. There's two ways to see this, right?
Okay.
So, I don't know what number one was in his contract. What were his
objectives,
you know? And number two, if his objective was to be mid-table.
Yeah.
This season is not going to be easy.
Yeah, true.
Like, I say this probably every season, but this season is going to be one of the hardest seasons for anyone who's not, like, top number one. Even number one, you know,
It's not going to be easy.
It's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
You know, City's taking the long way to the top. You're not going to just stay there the whole time.
And they're actually fighting for the top now.
They're fighting for the top.
Against. Oh, and there's still teams that haven't caught form. It's a World Cup season. We've discussed this. Like, there's a lot going into this season. And things can change very quickly. Very, very quickly.
And I understand they don't want to obviously be in, like, a relegation fight.
Yeah.
But when you're in a season where the relegation could be between Everton, Aston Villa, Southampton, Wolves, they're all seeming to threaten for relegation.
Leicester,
you know?
Plus, there's still your Bournemouth.
That should show you something.
Yeah.
Like, no team outside of maybe Nottingham Forest, Bournemouth is putting up a good fight, but maybe Bournemouth. No team really you'd think should go down.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, for sure.
Fulham
is
sitting on 19 points. Fulham just came recently promoted.
Yeah.
Tony Khan doing good for AEW and for football.
Let's go there.
And him surviving. You know, it's like Everton right now. If Everton decide to sack Lampard because he's not mid-table, it's going to be dumb. Him surviving is the best he can do with their current squad, their current club.
Exactly. Yeah.
Aston Villa surviving will be the best that they can do with this, that Unai Emery can do with this club right now.
Yeah.
You need time to build. If you're not going to give your coach, if you're not going to give a coach a long-term project, why are you signing them?
The biggest example that I have is with Arsenal. What Arsenal's done in terms of Arteta, like the patience.
Yeah, what season did Arteta come in?
I'm not sure. I think 1920?
I think also 2019. 1920,
2021.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't need to think hard.
I think 2021. It might be 2021. As in the 20/21 season.
Yes. As I forget how to spell the word Arsenal.
It's fine. The R isn't needed.
The R
is silent.
You know, I don't need to be a good speller.
Yeah.
You know, that's not my job.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, so it was the 2019-2020 season.
Oh.
Yeah, that
actually came in earlier.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the COVID season, eh?
No, that's just before. So it would have been before COVID.
Or just as COVID started.
Yes. So the 20. Yeah. So. No. Oh. Somewhere around. Yeah. I don't remember. That was like 2 years ago. So you would have come in, I'll say the 2020. Like if we have to do 2018, 2019. Arsenal, so 2018-2019, Arsenal was fifth, right?
That was with Emery.
That would have been the Emery going into Arteta time.
Okay.
Right? Then 2019-2020, they came out eighth.
First full season. Okay.
2020-2021, they came out eighth.
Mm. No Europa. No Europe, basically.
No Europe again.
Both seasons.
2021-2022, they came out fifth.
Mm.
2022-2023, they're currently battling for first place.
Yeah. Yeah, but I remember there was even a time, if you're a huge VR show fan, there was a time when we're on Arsenal roasting period, where like every show would not finish until the Arsenal joke was dropped.
Yeah. Like I would be like, I know Man United is doing horrible, but it could be worse. Could be Arsenal.
Like what?
Now this season itself, it could be worse. Could be Liverpool.
You know, you could be.
But what on earth is happening with Liverpool?
I don't know. Yes, there are injuries, but it shouldn't be at this point. With the squad that they have, I mean, Van Dijk's fit. That's one of the main reasons that they didn't do well in the 1920 season, I think.
Yeah.
Where he was out for like 7 months or something.
Yeah.
But this season he's there.
He's there.
You know, Trent's there.
You just can't defend.
You know?
Trent's defending abilities. Oh, my word.
I mean, Trent's there, you know, they should have a good attack with
Trent. Trent's
there.
Right wing. I think that's like...
Yeah, but they have Jordan Henderson, they have...
Calling him a left back, or is it a left back or right back?
Trent.
Yeah.
He's a right back.
Calling him a right back is an insult.
It's social injustice.
That is a crime.
That man is a right wing. He's been playing right wing his whole life.
Yeah.
His whole Liverpool career.
That calling him a right wing should be illegal in at least 5 countries. I mean, calling him a right back should be illegal in at least 5 countries.
Especially England.
You know, talking about defenders who should be playing attackers, Harry Maguire.
Yeah!
So for those who didn't watch, you know, who think they're too cool for Europa, you know, those City fans who think you're too cool for Europa.
No.
United are playing Real Sociedad.
Jeez.
And basically, in around the 80th minute, a substitute happens.
Okay.
And it was, I'm trying to remember who was playing off the wing.
Anthony. Which wing?
Anthony wasn't playing off the wing. Who was playing off the wing? Because Rashford moved down. I think it was Garnacho.
It was Bruno.
Bruno. Between Bruno, Garnacho came out for Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
So like that was such a weird one. Like, why are we playing defense if we need a second goal? And then, boom. He's playing... I can't believe I'm going to say this. He was playing in an attacking partnership with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, my goodness. Sui. Harry Maguire was Cristiano Ronaldo's striking partner.
That there is a glitch in the freaking Matrix.
Oh.
The Matrix is broken.
Doctor Strange's multiverse
is broken.
There is, what do they call it when two realities clash?
It's a collision.
Yeah.
Of realities.
It's a collision of realities. Right there.
Like, I remember seeing, I was like, what in the world? I was like, are we that much in need of a striker?
No! Harry Maguire is that good.
You know? Put respect on the boy's name.
Ah, come on. Guys, what more proof do we need?
You know, Harry Maguire is my goat.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, look. This is the 2023 Ballon d'Or.
You know, goes to Harry Maguire.
Put it out there. There's a 2023 Ballon d'Or.
We're talking about Europa. So basically the main topic we're going to be covering right now.
Yep.
The European qualifications.
Yeesh. So this past week we had our final fixtures.
Yes.
And we in fact, I was gonna say we sort of have an idea. No, we do have an idea. In fact, we know who's gonna take part in the UEFA round of 16 and the Europa League's round of 32. We know the sides.
And we know who made it straight to the round of 16.
Yeah. And we know who went into Europa via the third door.
Yep. you know, they were eager to play in Europa, so, you know.
Yeah, they were just like, you know,
they made their way in.
Yeah, let me just volunteer, you know.
So we're going to start off with none other than the Europa Conference League.
Oh, yes.
The one that has made the Europa League now look seem prestige.
The one we totally remember to talk about.
Yeah, yeah, you know, definitely, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not, we're not saying, you know, as United fans, we definitely don't say we could be worse, could be West Ham in the Conference League, you know. So basically how UEFA now works is they have a lot of filtering down. So you filter from, which always happens, you filter from UEFA, from the, what you call it, from the Champions League into
the
Europa League, from the Europa League into the Conference League, right?
Yeah, which makes things more interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, so as I finish my quick... So basically what's happened now is that there's going to be a draw.
Yeah.
There's going to be a draw for our teams to play in the round of 32. So this is going to be teams from both Europa who've dropped down.
So your Europa third place teams.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So this is going to be teams that dropped down from Europa.
Yeah.
And they're going to be going into the round of 32 of the Conference League, giving them an opportunity to play Conference League, right?
Giving them an opportunity to be the second team.
Yes.
Second manager ever after the special one to take the trophy.
Yes. So the teams are Fiorentina, Lecce.
Okay, okay, from Italy. Lecce.
Dean Pro One.
Jeez.
SF. I think they're going to win it. SFR Cluj.
Yes.
Antelek. Platz Zan. Genk, Brussels. So these are the people who came up as the runner-up from the, what you call it, the group stage parts, right?
Yeah.
So basically how it works, now adding more information to what we already know. So all the teams that come first place in the Europa League and the Conference League go straight to the round of 16. Second place go into the round of 32s.
Oh!
So now the teams that came out third in the UEFA Champions League that are now dropped down, is, if I say them right, Klimt,
okay,
Ludogorets, Sheriff, Quarterback, AEK Larnaca,
yeah,
Braga, Lazio,
what,
and Trabzonspor.
Oh, isn't it Trabzonspor or something?
Yeah.
From
I don't know. You know, I don't know why we do this. You know, you're good with these names.
No way. No.
We're gonna be like, you know what?
That was the one off.
Let's let him suffer.
That was the one.
And get all these names wrong.
That was the one off.
So obviously that's gonna be the, what you call it, when we come back. When we come back into football next year,
after Messi takes the World Cup. Putting that out there.
You know, I don't want to be flagged for misinformation.
No, I'm just stating facts, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, just facts.
You know, have you seen how strict they've been on misinformation?
If you're listening to this in Jan, told you. But anyway. I do think he's going to take it, though.
I do not. We are not spreading rumors or misinformation for the people.
I'm just saying, this is the team to do it, you know? If there's any other team, this is the team. There's no Higuain.
Anyway, going back. So the teams that have dropped from the Champions League into the Europa is Ajax, Bayern Leverkusen, Red Bull Salzburg, Schalke Donetsk, Sporting Lisbon, that which was very close. That group was superbly close. Sporting Lisbon's group.
That match.
Oof. Like, I think qualifying teams changed like three or four times.
Oh my goodness.
For that group during that day. Juventus.
Never thought we'd ever say. For the first time ever.
Oh my word.
One thing about the Europa is that every season there is history.
You know, history will be made.
History will be made.
This
man.
Time it's, you know, this is what happens when Juventus doesn't have Ronaldo.
You know, no. You know, Barca has that commentary. There was a reel that I saw where it's like, Where would Barcelona be without Lionel Messi? And then this is Juventus without Dybala. Makes sense. It makes complete sense.
Salzburg released a track of all these players. Do you know these TikTok dances they do, like Lewandowski, Pogba?
Oh yeah.
And like some Juventus guys. Yeah, Pogba's for Juventus. Ajax guys dancing for a celebration, and then was playing the Europa League song at the back. To be fair, they also put their own players there.
Oh, cool.
So it's Juventus dropping down. Sevilla, definitely. You know what is a Europa without Sevilla?
It's not a Europa.
It's not a Europa.
It's just
at
a
all.
League.
Nah, you know.
The most successful team
in Europa history
in recent times. Proper stuff. I feel like this will be the hardest Europa League ever.
Yep.
And I'm gonna watch every minute of it. Imagine. It's gonna be crazy.
And then joining them will be FC Barcelona.
Yeah. Literally, it's gonna be like you'll have two of the most lethal attackers.
Like, playing Europa.
Like in football, playing Europa.
Yep.
Literally. Lewandowski, Cristiano. Head to head. Oh, it's going to be...
Barca versus United finals.
It's going to be crazy.
I'm calling it.
And then Anthony scores, but Barca wins.
No. Anthony's going to do his turn around the keeper.
He's going to waste time with that turn.
Joining them in the round of 32... will be PSV, Rennes, Roma, or Union Berlin, best team in Germany.
It is. I'm so excited to see them.
Midtjylland, the one from Netherlands. I'm probably saying their name wrong.
Nah, I can't say their name. Their name is tough.
Yeah, it's very... Why is there a T-J-Y in your name? Middlesland. I'm just going to call you Middleland.
Ah, Middleland. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Nens, and... AAC Monaco.
Ooh.
Going straight to the round of 16, though, will be... Oh, wait, I missed one team. I definitely missed this team because it was so depressing.
Manchester United.
Man United as
well.
Oh,
my goodness.
The round of 32. This was so interesting because, you know, United needed to win by 2 goals.
Wait, who is Arsenal?
I'm getting to them now.
Oh, okay.
They needed to win by 2 goals to top the group. We scored 1 goal and we just failed to score the second goal. I can't even say... Solskjaer packed the bus because they didn't. They played their normal game.
Wait, so you guys are going to play the round of 32?
Yes, because now we both have 15-15.
Damn.
Right? But now the goal difference is 8-7.
Oh.
So if we score 2 goals, our goal difference would have been...
Oh, 8-8.
No, 8-7, but we would have had 8, they would have had 7.
Oh, yes. Damn. Man, so tight. So tight.
And it sucks because we've won our past 5 games in Europa.
Oh. And now you have to play an extra two games. Man.
And it could be against Barca, Juventus, Ajax.
Unnecessary.
I'm really hoping it's against, you know, one of those other smaller teams.
Which one?
I'm not in, like, the mood of any...
Lewandowski!
I don't want to take Barcelona out yet.
Vlahovic! Wow! Oh. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Going straight to the round of 16, though, is Arsenal. Fenerbahce.
Oh, damn.
Real Betis. Union, what's this team called? Union Saint Gliscos. Where are you from? This is my first time hearing this team.
Hmm. Impressive.
As my network doesn't want to work, so it's fine. As I now lose my list.
It's okay, you know. I feel like the other teams don't really need to be mentioned. Point is that, you know, Barca's taking this whole thing.
It's so funny how the tone of Barcelona fans have changed, you know. UEFA's, you know, we can take UEFA this
over
season.
Over the years, oh my goodness.
So we can take Europa this season.
No. Here's my tone.
What's your tone?
That Messi's coming back, you know.
He could be going to Inter Miami.
No. After David Beckham's whole scandal now with the World Cup and stuff, you know, Messi doesn't want to associate with such people. You know what I'm saying?
What people?
Nah, I'm just kidding. David Beck's, it's all good. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but there is a scandal, though. We might do a show on it.
Yeah, we definitely need to do a show on it.
Mm-hmm. Before the World Cup starts. It's probably next week.
Probably next week, because the World Cup is in like 2-3 weeks time.
Yes, which is scary.
Very scary. But anyway, as I still wait for... There we go.
There we
going back into the league. So where was I? Real Betis. Real Sociedad. Feyenoord. CF Freiburg. And then I'm gonna let you say this last team's name. I'm actually done struggling.
Which one is that one?
The last group, first team.
Oh, I think it's Fenerbahce.
There we go. Yeah, that one.
Oh, that's a tough name.
Also making it in by goal difference.
Yeah.
I can't believe they both have 10 points. Like just made it in, like just skinned through.
Nah, Europa is definitely tougher this season.
Yep.
Which is lovely, because we love football.
And then in the UEFA Champions League, round of 16.
Yeah.
They don't do 32.
Mm-hmm. This is the main...
Do they do 32?
No,
they don't do 32.
Because they are 32 when it starts.
Yeah. So, the teams going through is Napoli-Liverpool. So, this is the order that they have the game out of the group in, right? So, Napoli-Liverpool.
Part of Napoli.
Porto... Club Brugge.
Wow.
Club Brugge making it was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, Atletico is out.
Of the Champions League.
Of the Champions League. They're like, you know what, if it's either Champions League or nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, they just kicked themselves out. They didn't lose, you know. It wasn't because they lost. They just kicked themselves out.
Wait, they're not in Europa?
No.
What?
Leverkusen made it through, not them.
Wow.
Bayern Munich Inter. Also decided, you know what, they don't want to do Champions League, you know.
No. Like, you have to wait for the GOAT.
You know, to come back.
It's not honorary to carry on in the Champions League without your GOAT.
You know what, I believe. Barca is going to draw Bayern Munich in the UEFA Champions League every year until they can beat them. So it's either in the group stages or in the knockout stage.
You know what they're waiting for now?
What?
They're waiting for Messi to come back.
I feel like Messi's not going to have that much of an impact when he comes back.
He will.
I'm just telling you.
You know?
Tottenham and then Eintracht Frankfurt from Group D.
Also an entertaining group.
Very entertaining group. Very close group.
Harry Kane saved him.
Yep.
Harry Kane.
They could have been going to Europa.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they could have been going to Europa.
Conte, Mourinho.
And where was I? Okay, yes. Chelsea and Milan going through.
AC Milan
has been good this season. Better than last season.
Giroud. Hottest French player right now.
I can fight you.
Who?
Benzema.
No. Not right now. Right now.
Oh, I mean right now.
Form.
Right now, I don't think there's any teams playing. I'm joking.
Wow.
Then Group F, Real Madrid and Leipzig. Group G, Dortmund and Man City. In that order?
No comment.
City and Dortmund going through.
And
then the last group, I kid you not, Benfica and then PSG.
Benfica is having an amazing season.
A fire season. Just
without Darwin Nunes. Just for those out there.
I think that's why. But anyway, so yeah, that is how the groups are going to be looking. You know, next season's football is going to be fire, especially when you come back. Can't wait to see what it has for us, you know.
Can't wait. It's gonna be proper stuff.
Yeah. But from me, the one, the only, the most electrifying presenter of them all, signing out.
Peace.
Share your thoughts with us. Send us your questions or simply tell us what you love most about Exhibition on our WhatsApp line 084-628-6060. Radio has never been better.
has left the dark I fear. When I reach for him and he's not here. Many times have come when he is gone, yet I find the strength to carry on. When I'm alone.